Good morning and welcome to Fresh Mercy Podcast, where God's mercy is fresh for you every morning.
Good morning. Happy Lord's Day.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Today is Wednesday.
Yes, it is.
And we're excited that God's mercy is fresh each morning.
Amen.
And thank the Lord, we got that title from we got the title Fresh Mercy Podcast from Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22.
Very good.
And the reason why we call it Fresh Mercy is because we want you guys to wake up in the morning and know that you guys have a restart button.
Amen.
That no matter whatever happened the night before or no matter what's going on in your life, one day you can wake up in the morning and say, Lord, forgive me.
Amen.
Let's start fresh.
Very
let's
good.
Start new.
Amen.
And God gives us that opportunity.
Hallelujah. Thank
so
you, Jesus.
So let's go to the scripture, Lamentations 3, verse 22. I'm going to read through 24. The Lord's loving kindness indeed never ceases, which means it never stops. For his compassion never fails.
Thank you, Jesus.
They are new every
Amen.
Morning.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in him.
Thank you,
the
Jesus.
Hope that we have as Christians, that when we wake up in the morning, we go before the Lord, the hope is that he forgives us. And the Bible's clear that he's faithful and just to forgive us
yes,
of all of
is.
Our sin.
Amen.
Says it in 1 John 1:9.
Thank you,
so
Jesus.
I pray in Jesus' name that today you wake up, be encouraged that you have the power of the
Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit. Be encouraged that you can go before the Lord and say, Lord, forgive me for all my wrongs. Forgive me for my sins. I want to start new with you. And God does not hold that record against you. Amen?
Amen.
So with that being said, Deacon Vinny, are you ready to bring forth the word?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for his mercy that's new. And we're going to get into the word of God.
Amen.
I hope I don't hold you guys long, but this is an important teaching that we can learn today. And at the beginning of the season, the goal of the season, the theme is spiritual growth.
Amen.
Learning every day and how to get better and how to be better and how to be more like Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So we're learning about leadership today. So the leadership we're talking about is not talking about pastors and elders and committee people or anything to do with a leadership in the church.
When I seen your slide and it said leadership, hey, that's what I thought. You were talking about the leadership of the church.
Maybe next time. But today, we're learning about a personal leadership, and that's for the man of the house.
Very good, Vinny.
Maybe the guy that's watching. It's so important. And maybe the guy watching don't have a position in church and don't have a title in church or doesn't work at church. He's a Christian. He goes. He attends there.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to tell you, you are a leader in your house.
That's right.
And let's go to Ephesians 5, 22 and 25. But before we go there, what does leadership mean? It means this: the action of leading a group of people or an organization. So we want to talk about the person that leads a group of people. You lead your wife. You lead your children. You lead those that are in your house.
Those are the most important.
Sure it is.
Because it's very simple. If you're a Christian, you call yourself a Christian, and you live for the Lord, it's important that you are a man of God in your home. Because that way you raise your children to know to honor God
Amen.
And to who God is.
Amen. It's so important to lead your family. Look what it says here in Ephesians 5, 22 and 25. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. Now look how important how they're how Paul's comparing husband and wife to Jesus and the church. How he's comparing how Jesus is the head of the church, the husband's the head of the wife and the family.
Wow, look how important
Look how important it is. Look
yeah.
how important it is to be the husband of the wife and the family. Even as Christ is the head of the church, his body and is himself its savior. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives must submit in everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. I want to go straight to the commentary, and it's from the Fire Bible. The wife is given the God-appointed task of helping and submitting to her husband. The meaning of submit as used here is not referring in a strict sense to obedience, which is never used in Scripture with respect to a wife's relationship to her husband. Her God-given duty to her husband includes love, respect, assistance, purity, submissiveness, development of gentle and quiet spirit, and being a good mother, a caretaker of the home.
Mm-hmm.
Submitting to a husband as to as the Lord does not put the husband in the place of the Lord, but shows that the wife ought to submit to her husband as an act of submission to the Lord. So when it says up to the Lord, doesn't mean treat your husband like God. No, you're treating your husband with respect. That's your service to God.
Right.
That's your service to the Lord. In this way, God sees the wife's actions toward her husband as an actual part of her obedience to Jesus. So wives out there,
wow,
if you want to be obedient to God, obedient to Jesus, I want to serve you, Lord. I love you, God. But your husband has a bad day, you pick on him. You start on him. You argue with him. You fight with him. You fight with the kids. You're being a bad role model. You're being a bad mother. Stop it. That's not what the Bible says. There's a word here, and I told it to John Zaro, and he hated it. What's up, John? It's called Hanstafil. Remember this?
Yeah.
Donnie hated it too. I forgot too. Donnie hated it.
I'm with John.
I thought I was teaching the word.
No,
you hated it too.
I hate it too.
Hanstafil.
You figured me, but you will.
It's a good word.
And Dino, what about? It's a waste of time.
Let me tell you what it is.
You're wasting the people's time.
Look what it says. Look what it means. Hanstafil means in German, household code. Household code, meaning Paul the Apostle explains this in Ephesians, and he explains it in Colossians and one other letter, how the husbands and wives and children need to be. So what do we say we're Christians? Like Donnie said, I'm a Christian, but you misrepresent God. Well, here is the rule, how to be a wife, how to be a husband, how to be a child as Christians. Maybe there's disruption in the house. Maybe there's disunity in the house. Maybe nothing's going right. You guys are going to church on Sunday, but in the car, you guys are killing yourselves. After church, you guys don't even go eat. You guys argue, but you're in church together. That's not Christ-like. That's not a Christian house.
Being a leader is very important, Vinny, for your witness. Now,
yes.
How important is it for your witness? Imagine you keep your witness with everybody. You look great. You look fantastic. Yep. But then the witness who matters most is in the house. Yeah. But then was it you're arguing with the family.
Nope.
You're screaming at the kids. You're busting the house. You're a nervous wreck. The kids can't talk to you in the house. Your face is crying. But then as soon as someone calls or as soon as you go, hey, what's up? What's going on?
Nope.
You're a phony to your family.
You're a hypocrite.
You're a hypocrite to your family.
It's horrible.
And guess what? They won't see all the good you do out there.
Yep.
They'll only see the bad you do in.
Yep. They're only when even... When you want to pray with your family, your wife said, Daddy, you want to pray, but you wanted to kill me 10 minutes ago.
All right.
The kids wanted something, and you were selfish. You didn't do it. But look what, I want to continue with the commentary, talking about the husband. Every family must have a leader. For this reason, God has assigned to the husband the responsibility of being the head of the wife and the family. His headmanship must be exercised in love, gentleness, consideration for his wife and family. The husband's God-given responsibility as the head of the wife includes provision for the family's spiritual and domestic needs, meaning you're responsible for spiritual needs for your family and domestic, meaning providing for them.
Right.
Let's go on.
As important it is to provide for your family
food
and a home and a car and money and clothes and all that, it is just as important to provide for them spiritually.
Also for love and protection and interest in their welfare in the same way Christ loves the church. So the way Jesus cares for the church and wants best for the church, you need to have that for your missus and for your kids. Honor, understanding, appreciation, and thoughtfulness and absolute faithfulness to the marriage relationship. Husbands, you want to be Christ-like, but at home you have nothing to do with him. You are an error. First, at your home, you need to be the right leader for your wife and your kids because you're responsible for them to know about Jesus. You got to understand, you are the pastor of your home. The pastor in the church teaches his flock about Jesus. What's the Bible? How important communion is? Who is God? And that's great. But you are firsthand to do that with your wife and kids. So, Mugapral, as you're watching, you need to be better with your missus.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be better with your kids. You need to repent and say, hey, kids, come here. Let's pray. I'm Lajav. No, tell them, guys, we heard the word of God. We heard the scriptures, what it said. We need to be better. Now, for the children, look what it says to the children. Ephesians 6, 1 and 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. And what was the promise? That it may go well with you, that you may live a long life in the land.
100%.
Fathers, do not provoke your children. Remember the word provoke?
Yes, sir.
The make them irritated and make them angry. Don't provoke your children, but bring them up in discipline and instruction of the Lord. There's a lot of men out there, including me and Donnie, we want the best for our sons.
Of course.
We want the greatest cars, the most beautiful homes, the
of
most
course.
Prettiest suits, the
and
most
every
best
parent
life.
Should want that for our children.
It's fantastic, and they will deal for everyone to, for their sons and their sons to have the best of best. But if we're not giving them God, we're wasting our time.
That's right.
What good is it if my Steve Austin has the best suit, the best car, best watch, he has the best haircuts, the best of everything, but he don't know how to pray. He don't know the Bible. He don't know who Jesus is. When he looks at me, he says, Daddy, my dad is horrible. He don't pray. He always hollers at us. What good is that? What good is it that you're outside, you look good to me and Donnie, and we say, Donnie, Chila, show him, he's a good guy. But when you go home, your wife can't look at you, your kids can't look at you, and you're not being like Christ. Asunin, 1 Peter 3:7. Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. Like we learned the first episode, how hinder means delayed and obstruct. When you and your wife are not in unity, and you're not seeing eye to eye, and you're arguing, the prayers you're praying for in the morning to have blessings, to have healing, to have whatever needs to be done, they're being delayed.
Yes,
because
sir.
You and your wife are not being one. Jesus loved the church, and he died for the church and cares for the church. And the Bible says, as Jesus cares for the church, husbands, love your wives and be with your wives. Be in unity and take care of them. Be the leadership you need to be in their lives. So we end with this today. I know me and Donnie's been saying this a lot, and I know it's of the Lord. Repent.
Right.
What does that mean? Turn around and think different about it. Think different of hindering people.
Yes, sir.
Think different of using the Lord's name in vain. Think different of not being in unity with your wife. And if the first one needs to repent is me, I need to be more of a better
goes for
husband.
Me as first as well.
I need to go and teach more to the missus and to my kids and show them who I am in Christ, the Son of God. And that was today's a lesson. We need to be right leadership for our family.
Amen. And Vinny, it is such an important lesson because, like we said, I believe it was Pastor Nicky who said that, are you a pastor when you go home and take off your shoes?
Hey, very good.
Meaning
Pastor
that,
Nicky from Philadelphia.
Yeah, from Pastor Nicky from Philadelphia. So it's very important. We have to be, if you're going to be a Christian, if you're going to be a servant of the Lord, remember, you're a servant in the home first.
Very good.
Your witness matters most to your children, to your loved ones, to your household. Because if they don't look at you as a Christian, the world will not look at you as a Christian. If they don't look at you as a man of God, then no one else will look at you as a man of God.
Here's the deal.
Your toughest critic is you and your family.
Very good. And I'll say this and we'll pray for the day. What good is it if everyone calls you, hey, Vinny Duke, can you pray for me? Vinny, I have a Bible question. Of course, and we pray and we go through the Bible. But what good is it if the Buddha or my Emma feel I'm unapproachable and say, Daddy, I don't want to pray with him. I don't want to ask him a question. That is horrible. Today, if you have that relationship with your family, God can change it around and can wash you and cleanse you.
There's teachings
make you
for
new.
Me, first of all.
I need this too. Avin Rojisamin. Mugadel. We want to be better leaders, Devla. I'm praying for the men now. We want to be better leaders. We want to show our wives and our kids and our families who you are, Mugadil. I want to be a good person to even my family, to my mother and father, to my grandparents, to my brother, my sister, their families. What good is it if I have a light in the church and not in the world? Help us, God. I pray, Devla, for the girls that they will be submissive and that they will follow you and that they'll be in unity, that they take care of their children better. And that, Devla, what good is if we invest a lot of worldly things in our children, but not the godly things? Help us, God, today. Blessed this day. May we remain in your word and we follow you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Glory to God. This was an excellent episode of the podcast.
Praise the Lord.
I thank the Lord. We have two more to go before the week
amen.
Is done. And I'm very excited. So from your brothers in Christ, Donnie and Vinny, we love you.
God bless.